League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today, that is indeed the 30th of August. August is nearly over. We're moving swiftly into the autumn, guys, which you'll be glad to hear about as it rains, something that you won't be that familiar with over the summer months. Hashtag joking, mate. Piss down the whole fucking August. Suck my dick. Huh? Going to Avicii, getting your fucking glitter washed off your face.
Oh my god, I paid fucking some makeup artist £30 for this. Looks like shit.
By the way, how many wee girls are going to be wearing, like, jeans up the beneath their tits, whether they have tits or not, or indeed are in shape to be wearing jeans up that high? You know, you get, like, jeans goes up, then there's your arse, and then there's, like a looks like there's an invisible belt around the sort of, and then there seems to be, like, another arse at the top of your back, and then the jeans go up past that. You know, but they're like, well, all 75 of my mates are wearing the same thing and have put on a pair of Nikes that are white on the bottom and then just slick trainers and then fucking jeans and then a crop tops. And then I got glitter on my face and I'm probably going to get finger banged, you know, leave a load of glitter on someone's disgusting festival cock. Enjoy Avicii, did you guys? Enjoy it. That went off on a tangent. Is it true that that was Avicii's last gig in Belfast or was that all bullshit? I don't know, I'm trying to stay cool with the kids here. I have no idea. Anyway, that took a fucking strange... Didn't it? Strange first minute and a half there. Fuck me. Let's plug some shit. You know the deal. It's Lavery's every single... Well, not every. It's Lavery's on the first and third Wednesday of every month. September, or end of August slash September is a weird month. So it kind of adds an extra week on. So the next Lavery's isn't until the 7th of September. I don't know whether students are back or not yet, but... It's going to be a fucking party. Not sure what the lineup's going to be just yet because we obviously have to make some changes running up to the next gig, which I'm going to plug, which is the Ulster Hall gig, okay? Which is on the motherfucking 29th of October. Let me explain something to you. There's plenty of dickheads, okay?
Plenty of fucking dicks.
Who... What would you call them? Like event comedy fans? Where it's like, we'll watch Live at the Apollo and then we don't go and see any comedy until, you know, it's Lee Mack or someone comes to like the waterfront. Which is unfair, okay? Because that's like me going, they don't go support the local music scene, but they'll go and see fucking Stereophonics when they play Belsonic. There are people who do that, but what I'm saying is, the local comedy scene around here is actually pretty strong, I would say. I would, you know. And there is a group of people who do Lavery's regularly. Decided to dream big, guys, and do a gig in the Ulster Hall. Famed for playing host to such artists as Led Zeppelin. Believe it or not, it was the first place where they played Stairway to Heaven. Other artists such as Rory Gallagher. Many other rock legends have played there. And it will also... It will also play host to me and Mickey Bartlett trying not to dry heave at the back. It's a dream come true.
Oh god, that was a lumpy one, that.
But that's the 29th of October. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, fucking Arma Khan, Dave Elliott. All the boys are doing the Ulster Hall on the 29th of October. The General Banter Comedy Squad take over the Ulster Hall for the night. Buy a ticket, $17.50.
$17.50, that's a bit steep, isn't it?
Not really, considering every other ticket in there is probably 250 and above, and you're getting six comedians in one night. Also, there is a thing with those places where it's like, you can't be like, yeah, can we charge £6 for our tickets? And they're like, no, because you've everyone to pay for. Okay, so you'll charge adult money, you stupid fat baldy cunt. And I go, thanks, Patricia, I'll see you later, you goddamn bitch. This podcast is weird. It's, what else have I to plug here? Oh yeah, I know I said Lavery's was the first and third Wednesday of every month. I need to sort of line up for the 7th, but the 21st will be part of the, I do believe, the comedy festival, the Belfast Belly Laughs Comedy Festival, and on the 21st we have Damo Clark, who is fucking hilarious. One of the first comedians I ever seen live in the Black Box. I was like, who is this guy? He'd come up from Dublin. He's since, I think, moved to London. He's unbelievable. An Australian guy, full of energy. He's nuts. But he's coming to Lavery's as part of that festival. You guys are going to love him. If you're a Lavery's regular, just trust me. He's fucking incredible. And it makes a difference, or it makes a change from looking at my fucking stupid face. Anyway, if I seem tired today, it's because I'm knackered. I seemed to be up very late last night, and then had to get up very early. And then shortly after that, we went to the Theatre of Dreams, aka IKEA, which drained my balls. Not in a good way. Drained them of enthusiasm. Drain my balls of enthusiasm is what IKEA does. By the way, IKEA, change your stuff. You know what I mean? Like, how many times have you got to go in there and be like, oh my God, is this the fucking smegma? What type of ladle is this? It's the smegma. It says 450 for the smegma. Wrong. That one's actually the Gunt Butter model from Sweden. Yeah, there's two of them. One's plastic and one's wooden. That's the smegma. That's the Gunt Butter. All right, can you not just write fucking spatula on it? No, that would be far too easy, you know. Do you want to take a look at this one? What is it? It's the Vulvpiss, and it's actually an individual coffee press. Oh, really? Looks amazing. Yeah. Vulvpiss. What other products have we got coming out new? Only joking, none. We have no products coming out new, apart from the old, what's that one called? Slut slit? Similar model to the cum slit, which is, it's actually a small children's bedside table. Long. Went to IKEA, it's bullshit. It, I know I've went on about this before. Why in the fuck is that food court so full of people? Who's going like, do you know what I cannot live without? Reindeer balls or whatever they're called, meatball, some sort of meatball. They're delicious, and you're like, it's disgusting. It's fucking gross. It's the same simplistic Swedish design applied to their food. You know, hey, do you want fucking six dry meatballs lined up perfectly next to eight chips stacked in a little Jenga formation? No thanks. I'll go into the city that we're beside and maybe have real food in a real establishment, you mad Swedish bastard. Meanwhile, two fellas, oh shit, sorry about that, two fellas walk around behind me. By the way, let me tell you something, no one makes a teenage boy's dick quiver like old Barry the Blender. I swear to God, I turn boys into like quivering little, oh my God. These fucking fellas walking around just going, Barry, with fucking beamers, full beamer on their face. Hey, Barry. And you're like, just talk, mate. You know what I mean? I'm in IKEA. I don't want to be here. You're here with your ma. I'm here with my girlfriend and her ma. Think about how much I don't want to fucking be here right now. You know? Barry. And just, you know what I mean? Just, if you're going to say something, just come up and say it. Don't be like shouting it from behind a thing. You're 21. Get your fucking life together.
Barry. Blender. Rye eggs. Rye eggs.
And then they'll be like, seen that by a blender in IKEA, was timidly shouting catchphrases at him from behind the old cum slits. What is a cum slit? It's a children's bedside table. It's pink, it's gorgeous. But anyway, I was calling him, like, here, rye eggs and all, and he ignored me and all, so he think he's up his own hole, so he is. He thinks he's the fucking man, because I was sitting there shouting, what about you, you know, whilst in a children, behind a children's beanbag. Get your act together, guys. Just come over. You know, you don't need to start. See, if you're an 18-year-old girl, like, oh, I feel self-conscious about it. I don't know if I can get a boyfriend. All my friends have boyfriends. Well, mate, hang around with me for 10 minutes. Ton of wee boys. No girl. This is the girls come up to me. Just fat, stinking munters. No offence, girls. I love women. That was such a Donald Trump there, wasn't it? They're all like, hey, fucking, hey, Bucky, you know, you're fucking. And then there's the hot girl who comes up and goes, my boyfriend loves you. He would go crazy if I didn't get a photo of you. And then they like press their tits up against you, and you go, "What's? Why are you allowed? Why can't I press my dick up against like your side?" Not that I want to, but you know what I mean. It's like if I just to stand here and be like, "Yeah, that's definitely not your tits, right? Right, pressing against me while you pose for this photograph." Unbelievable. Or the mate, the guy that wants to take a photo, who's kind of like, I mean, I feel like I'm complaining, but it's weird. You know what I mean. What I'm trying to say is, none of it's real. See, you're like, I seen a video of his. You don't have to act weird. You know what I mean? If you want to just go, mate, can I get a photo? And you go, sure, take it, leave, no problem. You know? There was another dude who was sitting on the floor, who I was like, is this guy fucking nuts? He's just sitting on the floor, and it was beside IKEA and at the Decathlon shop. He's just sitting on the floor. He looked like a crazy person. But he's obviously some sort of higher up manager or something who looked like he was fucking counting stock, but in a different uniform. And then he stood up and in a very businessman like, going, hey, I like your work, man. And then just carried on about his day. And I was like, thanks, mate. I appreciate you not just shouting weird fucking, you know, words or catchphrases from behind the old Volvo puss over there. Fair play. It's weird, isn't it? You made a video for... How many times am I going to drop that? You made a video for the internet. I'm going to act very, very strange for a man of 20. Let's move on. IKEA can suck my balls. What a fucking nightmare. It's warm too. It's just warm. I don't know where I was going with any of that, other than to tell you I was in IKEA today. With regards to me, I would say on a scale of 1 to boring as fuck, this week has been boring as shit for me. I basically I spoke about it in a podcast. I vlogged a bit about it. By the way, that's another big thing that's happening in my life right now, is I made the decision to put out a vlog every Thursday and Sunday as an excuse just to make more content, you know? I don't think... you know, there's such a thing as too much content. I feel like if you're listening to this podcast in work, there's a chance you might watch the vlog if you get fucking 5 minutes in work or after work on the way home or whatever. It's just more content, you know. It's not meant to be anything other than borderline I mean, the word that ruined creativity was content. It's just like, it's just content, man. People buy into you, not really the humor or anything. It's just you. So, whether or not that's fucking true, there are vlogs up. I've two of them up already. I feel like they're clicking into place even after two, you know? So, I'm trying to avoid all the usual shit that you see in vlogs. Like, I'll not film anything unless I know it's going to be borderline entertaining or funny, you know? See all this, like I was going to take a camera, like a GoPro to IKEA today, and then I was like, do you know what? I don't want to be... just the guy that every single podcast, he's like, what the fuck is a state of shit? Or every single vlog, like, this is a fucking nightmare. This is shit. Or the boring, like, hi guys, just on the way to the shop. And you're like, who gives a fiddler's fuck? But, like, broken up with lovely time lapses. I mean, I've tried a few time lapses just to see what they look like. I don't know how to fucking do them, but whatever. What I'm saying is, guys, there's a vlog up. If you subscribe on my Godzilla channel, the same channel we had all the Iron Fighters, all the Bestie McDs, all that shit. Same channel. Just subscribe. It'll be in the playlist called Weekly Vlogs. Even though there's two of them out per week. Most people vlog in a daily way or once a week. I feel like twice is good. If I did a daily vlog, it would just be me going, how's it going? Right, I'm going to definitely move that. Sorry about dropping that the third fucking time. Again, one of the useless props that I've had to acquire in the last week for after this Magner shoot. It's a pen, you know, like the needle that you use to pump up a fucking rugby ball. That's what that is that I keep dropping because I keep playing with it. Again, you know, you get these jobs and you're like very specific. You know, it's based around a rugby fit. You're like, am I going to have to go buy a rugby ball and a fucking Australia top that I never will wear ever again? Yeah, and that's kind of what happens. Follow the vlogs, guys. I mean, I feel like, you know, they're not doing very, takes a while to build momentum on YouTube. You know, I used to put all my videos up on YouTube. Then I started putting them on Facebook like everyone else. That's why there's so many fucking people you hear of on Facebook. Aren't they hilarious and all? Maybe they'll do an appearance at this charity night. And it's just some dickhead with his phone, which is essentially what everyone does. But, you know, whatever. But yeah, the YouTube thing takes a wee bit of a while to sort of catch up. The vlogs, again, they're just an excuse for me to make content and also maybe use up some old footage that I had that I never used, aka the old Fringe footage, you know, holiday footage in Thailand, just general stuff that I never really fucking got around to making, Glastonbury clips, whatever. But a good sign, I think, with the YouTube videos was one of them went up. And it took a little while for everyone to see it. And, oh, whatever. And it got about 2,500-3,000 views. That was the one that went up on the Friday. Then I made one on the Saturday. I made one on Sunday morning to go up after Woodsy's gig, which I'll talk about in a second. But within 16 hours, within a day, it almost got about the same views right up there with difference of a couple of hundred maybe. Right up there, got about the same views as the first one. So I was like, all right, well, already there are people who are sort of watching this, you know, and maybe pay attention to my Instagram or whatever, and they're watching it straight away. So cheers if you watched it. If you enjoy it, great. If you don't watch it. You know, you've people turn around going like, you and she and Todd hang around too much. Yous copy each other so much. And I was like, how the fuck does that happen? How are we copying each other? You know, how can you cut because you make videos? You know, who fucking knows, bro? I said to Shane, what is falling apart in this fucking office? I sent Shane that picture as in, you know, the screenshot, like this guy thinks we're copying each other. And I said to him, I did get a bit suspicious when you mentioned that you were losing weight, or gaining weight, sorry, and you cut your hair all short. It's like, it might be maybe the same thing, bro. Any fucking way, let me tell you about what happened on Saturday. Basically, what's his name? Rory Woods. What's his name? What a dickhead. Rory Woods was doing a gig there in his hometown of Strabane in the Alley Theatre. And he sold it out. Big hometown show, which made me jealous because I was like, I don't really have a fucking hometown, you know what I mean? You could say Belfast, but I wouldn't say I was from the centre of Belfast. I wish I was from one of those smaller towns. You know, the Lurgans, the Omas, the fucking Strabans, the Derrys, whatever. But you're like, that's my hometown gig. Whereas up here, I'm like, well, I'm just gigging in Belfast. And if I need to stay at the home I grew up in, I go out to my dad's and fucking on a taxi and just stay there. But you're not going to do a hometown gig in some suburban shithole. Anyhow, he was doing this gig. He sold it out. Kieran Bartlett had to pull out of it. And I was like, oh, fuck, do I go down and do it? No, I don't know. I feel a bit weird about standing up at the minute. So I was like, do I go or do I stay or do I go? If I go, there'll be trouble. But In the end, I was like, do you know what? I'll go down. I found out Paddy McDonald was going down. I was going to head down with him. He was the other support now that Kieran had the dropout. And I was like, yeah, I'll go down. Now, previously I had said to Rory Woods, yeah, mate, I'll go down. I'm doing your gig. I agreed to it months ago. And then I was like, yeah, I'm not sure if I can go either. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you know. Now, I didn't let him know, which is a terrible, terrible mistake on my part. And I went down anyway. But in the space of time of me going down with Paddy to Strabane, he put up a Facebook post like, due to unforeseen circumstances, the sole support act tonight will be Paddy McDonald, thinking that I wasn't going to turn up. And if you watch the vlog, if this is an incentive to watch the vlog, flick it on just to see Rory Woods get super fucking, like, not, like, passive aggressive, but, like, just containing his fucking anger. It's hilarious. Anyway, he smashed the place. We didn't get to stay for the full set, but he did very well. We had other business to conduct. So, yeah, we went to KFC, which was great times, you know. I'm a big fan, although it was disgusting. But I really wish that I had just fucking not done it, purely because it was his big night, and I feel like I didn't ruin the night, but I didn't do any favours for the general vibe, because I just basically did some very, very dirty material in front of some very old women and some, you know, fairly young teenage boys. But listen, these wee boys need to find out about ladies in Thailand that have tortoises in their families, you know? He gets to go into school on the Monday, like, here, Davey, what? I saw a big fat man do stand-up at the weekend. Oh, did you know any jokes? No, he didn't do a single joke the whole set. What he did do, however, was, you know, recall a story where he basically witnessed a woman pull various objects out of her vagina in Thailand. Most of them were live animals. And he's going to be like, mate, you're the coolest guy in this school. And he's going to go, no one says cool anymore, you fucking LBGBTB queer. I don't know what people call each other now. Do you remember that? You used to be able to just be like, stop being a fucking queer. Like that, you know, for the most stupid shit ever. Mate, do you want to go to fucking Chippy for lunch? Nah, I had a fry for my breakfast. You're a fucking queer, mate. How do those two things, how do anything, you know, I mean, queer doesn't even really mean full on gay, does it? But that's what it meant back in the day. They're like, you're a queer, mate. You know, I can't play football. I don't have shin pads. You're fully queer. You know? It was softened a bit if you heard it in a fucking, you're a fucking queer. But imagine someone did that just for the most stupid shit. Do you want dessert? No, I won't. I had a pretty heavy lunch and not that healthy a dinner. Are you queer? Are you an actual queer? Because you're not going to eat that. Unbelievable times. But fair play to Woodsy for selling. Oh my god, my voice. Fair play to Woodsy for selling that shit out. The Strabanimal himself. It was filmed, so I believe it's going to be out on DVD at some stage. Good times. And that was Saturday. It was one of those weeks where we were very busy all week. Friday, Saturday night. And then ended up having a few beers on Sunday. Do you ever get... I know this podcast was sponsored by Beer 52. And I do like an old craft beer. However, sometimes I'm a full scumbag deep down. So the odd time I'm just like, do you know what? I want like tins or bottles of shite beer. I could drink all the fucking craft beer in the world. You know, try and fucking, oh, let's have some whiskey and gingers or something. You know what I mean? But the odd time I'm just like, listen, let's not pretend that I'm not a fucking scumbag here. So let's drink warm tins of Stella. All right? Which, incidentally, aren't that bad. And I would think that about a lot of things, because I was watching Friday Night Dinner the other night and the guy was like, meringue and hot beer. And the dad, who's fucking hilarious, he's dipping like what did I say? Yeah, Friday night dinner. He's like, he's dipping a fucking meringue into some warm beer and eating it. And I laughed my bag off. Don't know why. Just thought it was quite funny. So that's what we did then. Sunday beers, Monday hangover. Just bullshit. I haven't done anything interesting. However, I'm forcing this podcast out so that my good friend Connor Begley can come around and then we drink further, which is going to be great fun because tomorrow's the first day in a while where I haven't had to do fucking anything. Which is always nice, you know. You know, it's not even the sleeping in. It's just the, like, I want to be able to get up early and just fucking walk around in my pants. You know, make some scrambled eggs. Eat them. Falls on the sofa. You just push it down the side of the sofa. Who gives a shit? You know? And then you watch, like, 4.5 hours of Jamie's 15-minute meals to the point where you're so hungry that you just have to go get a takeaway. You know? It's easy. 5 minutes. By the way, did anyone watch that Joe Wicks fucking program? The guy that's on Snapchat? Bish bash bosh, leaning 15, midget trees, turkey fucking blood. By the way, just because you say it's lean, doesn't really mean it's lean. You know, you can't be like, there you go, mac and cheese, leaning 15. And you're like, mate, do you know how mac and cheese is made? Because it's about 3 blocks of cheese before the cheese you put on top of it. You fucking moron. Just because you're eating it and you have a six pack doesn't make it lean. There you go, turkey... Turkey mince burger, mac and cheese, pint of ice cream, that's lean in 15. You're like, no, it's not, mate. No, it's not. I mean, is it Slimming World or something? Do you ever read the fucking rule book on that shit? They're like, as long as half of your plate's vegetables, you can eat as much pasta as you want. Don't tell that to me after 2 beers at fucking 1:45 in the morning. According to the book, if I put... just like a tin of beans, that's technically a vegetable. Beside it, and then I just have, you know, 9 plates of just pasta with cheese on it and pesto. what an appropriate hiccup there. You know, the people are gonna find loopholes in this shit. Maureen told me that she knew someone who went to the old Slimming World, and some girl went in, and they tell them things like, you know, like, Diet Coke is thin free. You can have as much Diet Coke as you want. Your skin's going to look like ash. And your teeth are going to look like wee bits of flint that you found at the beach. But anyway, it's thin free. You won't get fat. You'll get full-blown cancer, but you won't get fat. So, what was the fucking... Oh, yeah. So, they told them Pepsi Max was, like, legal to eat in their regime. And someone was like, yeah, I just made a fruit salad. And then I put, like, some Diet Pepsi on it just for, like, a sweet syrup. And she said that everyone in the class was like, oh, Michelle, you fat bitch. See, these are the sort of loopholes that I would find, you know what I mean? They'd be like, you know, just watch your alcohol intake. If you're going to drink anything, drink just clear liquors. You know, and I'd be like, I don't sweat. I just froze 10 tins of Diet Coke and then made some sort of vodka slushy, you know? Which I'm going to eat with pasta. You know, tell me that. How can you tell me that's healthy? You fucking stinking fat bitches. Anyway. Grim. Gene Wilder's dead. Come with me. Let's all die in a fucking coffin. That's terrible. Yeah, because he's pretty much a comic genius when it comes to acting. Although I did hear a fact, which I'd never actually heard before, which surprised me, where apparently... oh, Jesus Christ. Apparently, Spike Milligan was supposed to play Charlie in the... Or Charlie... Is it? Willy Wonka? Fuck me. Charlie of the Chocolate Factory. Which would have been creepy as shit. And that's probably what Johnny Depp was trying to do. And then he's like, well, that didn't go very well. And then he had to go and beat the shit out of his extremely hot girlfriend. What is it with these girls? Like, she is hot as Satan's anus. And, like, but just mental. You know what I mean? Do you ever get normal actresses? She's, like, pretty, you know, see, people throw around the term stunning a bit too much, don't they? they throw it around where it's like, did you see our Teresa going to that christening? Did you see she managed to just shove her whole fucking silver side roast of a fucking ankle into them fucking stilettos? Wasn't she stunning? And you're like, yeah, stunning. I was fucking able to keep my lunch down. And then you see, I remember Googling Amber Heard or something. I was just like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, and you're just like, oh, God, that's fucking, no wonder Johnny Depp's running around his kitchen slamming shit. I'll show you fucking crazy. That's a terrible impression. But that's the shit he puts up with. You hit me, you know, fucking, I'm going to record you in the kitchen. He's like, okay, but the puss is so sweet that I'm going to put up with it. Instead of just going, I'm Johnny Depp. Get the fuck out of my house. And I'm just going to have nothing but a wet dick for the next month and a half. You know, sending them down to the kitchen to pour me pints of red wine, which is looked like what he was drinking. Fucking goddamn player. The bats. But like she is probably, you're like, you look at her face and you're just like, God damn it. I mean, I googled her before in this podcast and it was about a 15 minutes of me just trying to get like saliva amongst other miscellaneous fluids out of this sound recorder. Only joking, that's way too much information and disgusting. What was it going to talk? Yeah, Gene Wilder's dead is what we're trying to say. And all I want in life, two things. I want something to happen where for some reason someone needs to do the haka at my funeral, even though I have no ties to New Zealand whatsoever. Also, I don't want to die and people go, was he not already dead? That's all I want in this life. All I want is bitches, big booty bitches also. What are we about? The half hour mark. Let me read you a thing here. This was sent to me by... Ring, ding, sking, ding, ding. This is in the questions section, but I'll start with this, whether or not we go down the questions route right now. He said route. This is sent to me from Chris at _nowhere_fast_. Probably shouldn't have given away his full Twitter handle there. Whatever, you can block motherfuckers. So, Chris, I don't know, I think he's a teacher, and I don't know whether he teaches this or he just got his hands on it. So here is a list of CEA, like, can you do a fucking exam, you know, the examination board, CEA, CEA, or whatever. I want to swing from a family. So, the question was, is Ulster Scots really a language? There's a picture of a wee girl, and there's like, there's like arrows going to bits of her body. They've left out the vagina and the tits, because I don't know what Ulster Scots. Your nips and tatties. But it's like, here's my view on this shit. If it's easier just to say it in normal English the way you talk, just say it that way. Don't be going like, your toes are your tays. Toes, mate. It's not that different. Your hand is your horn. That's my horn. These are my shanks, aka my shins. These are my naps, my kneecaps, my elbow. Like, that's elbow, but you're just not saying it properly. Oh, no, it's a language. No, it's not. It's just saying things wrong. That's my elbow. That's my oxter. My shooters. Instead of your shoulders. That's my shooters. You know, if it sounds nearly like shoulder, just say shoulder, because guess what? That's what everyone else says. There's my bloody fizzog. What? My head. That's my head there. What's that head? My locks. My neb. Neb for nose is pretty funny. My mouth. You know what I mean? That's mouth. The way everyone else says it. That's my mouth. But they tell you, no one's really talking in that sort of Scottish accent. Everyone's talking like, I'm from fucking, like, Ballycastle or something. That's my whim. As in your stomach or your womb or what is it? My kist. That's my chest. Just say it right, you fucking lunatic. Is this just to get funding for something? Oh, I tell you what, I can,
I can smell with my nib some sort of funding coming in if you're still...
Right, so sun is
sin. Is that the sin out there?
That's the sun.
The sin! That's what I said.
The wind is W-U-N.
One. That's a wild fucking pile of wind. One.
Hot. Het. H-E-T.
That's het.
It's like, it's literally... I mean, you know when they see these programs, like, the ancient language
of Ulster Scots.
And it's like, what they should be saying is,
the people with an accent that say normal stuff, fucking lazily.
Oh, it's bright.
No, it's bricked.
It's cloudy.
It's a wean of clouds.
It's cowl, or it's cold.
It's cowl, /foundering.
It's a starry night.
It's a broad-necked.
There's thunder.
A thunder plump.
It's pishing down.
It's teeming.
Well, that makes sense. Teeming is a word. You fucking... It's snowing.
Oh, there's a skiff of snow.
Just say it right, you fucking... One, yin. Two, two. Three,
three.
Four,
four.
Five,
five.
It's just saying things wrong. Six,
sucks. Sacks.
S-A-X. Seven.
Seven.
Right, I'm going to look up some fucking... Hopefully this plays down in this dump of a room. Funny Ulster Scots. I mean, someone told me once that a program got made because they put a Scottish guy in it. Right, hold on a second. Guide to Irish accents. Scottish accent versus Irish accent. No. I want some Ulster Scots. Ulster Scots.
Language.
Ulster Scots in... in fucking... Oh, for fuck's sake. How many things am I going to... We hear this. Right, hopefully this plays.
Oh, there's a wee clouds.
It's cloudy.
You fucking prick.
Hopefully this plays. Please play, you bitch. Six.
Sacks.
It's not a language. It's called being from the north coast of Ireland. Well, that's not even going to fucking play. That just bothers me. I don't know why.
This is our language and we get extra money for it and whatnot because we keep it going. We keep it going with the Ulster Scots.
So tell us some phrases.
Well, for example, the word five...
And friend on the firm.
Me. Oh, you fucking dickhead. So, of course, this comes from, like, wherever.
Hold on. Fergie and friends on the firm.
Friends?
Meet Wally and his family. Wally is married and Sadie, and they hae a pair of weans. Yan weefla called Jock, and a wee lassie called Laz. Wally has a dog called Laddie, and his best friend be's a...
Fucking Spartak.
I don't think it can be a language when it's just saying shit wrong. I've probably offended a lot of people, but it is a wild pile of shit.
He said wild, well, that sounds like Ulster Scots.
They all like,
gonna gay on the internet there, take a wank. What's a wank? It's like a wank, but in different language.
Let's see if there's any more of this asshole to say.
Friends on the firm. Meet Wally and his family. Wally is married and Sadie, and they hae a pair of weans. Yan weefla called Jock, and a wee lassie called Laz. Wally has a dog called Laddie, and his best friend be's a wee grey tractor by the name of Fergie. It's redden up time. Fergie and Wally are bringing the kye along the loanin. Jock and Laz kept the beasts on to the cassie. Wally's milking the last coo in the byre. Fergie is gay and handy at drawing the milk cans down to the creamery stand at the end of the loanin.
What the fuck?
Fergie is gay and handy. I'd throw him the milk cans. Down to the creamery stand. Fergie is gay and handy. I'd throw him the milk cans. Down to the creamery stand.
Why do you... Oh, fuck me. I'm sweating with embarrassment. He's getting a handy teeth into the fucking... Why can't I just be like, Fergie's taking the milk down there? You know what I'm saying? Fuck me.
The end of the loaning.
End of the loaning.
Loan's a quarter day.
As?
Says Wally.
Fuck me and yours.
Requiens. Tuck the dog and gather up the year.
Requiens. I'm not... Requiens for a dream. I'm not saying... Rightweens, tell.
Who's on the bray? It's about time they were all clapped.
It's about time they were all clapped. Get them seeped into the aisle. Woman, why didn't you push them up in the wall there and fucking finger them in the sheep dumper?
Mind yourself, joke. Golders, Wally.
I'm golden. Just up here golden in the fucking tractor. Just golden here. Don't be fucking all air seep there.
Don't I top Ibis Crabbit. You dirty look at him.
You dirty fucking, Jesus Christ, not even look at fucking sheep. Didn't he want a bucking?
The carnapsious ram gies joke a dunch and coops a mantle a shuck. Ach no, joke's up to his oxters and the glar.
From the glar.
That won't be put together in season. Thorn's a brave good crop the year, da, says Liz. Aye, that's par for other...
That's powerful. And to get now. Good well done on the spots, mate. But tonight, tell you what. You're forgetting the eyelids, Jay. Some text, can't you?
Together. What do you think, Sadie? Are they like anything of all? They'll do directly for the pot. And maybe twirthy falls a fudge for by.
What?
They'll do directly for the pot.
They'll do rachly for the pot.
And maybe twirthy falls a fudge for by.
Twirthy falls a fudge for fuck. What
oh,
the...
Sadie. Wally and Liz is working at bigging up a stain dyke. Joke and Fergie is revving up branches until the hay cart. Hey, was on no a wild one night? Axe was Wally. Aye, she was a gay ruchian. Pace, Liz. Is it dear, you're thrawn like your ma, says Wally. Them stains are wichty. Start hefting the weeds.
Them stains are wichty.
What does that mean? Those stones are weighty? See, I'm picking it apart here. I just can't imagine any of these people banging it at all.
Or you'll scunner yourself afore long. Da, look at her donor. What's donor reek rising from the farmhouse? Jagers, oh, don't does they look good?
Not at all, by that's her heisbun down there, by. They're named Achnacloy.
Just everything sounds like they're saying Achnacloy, but they're probably definitely not. Hold on.
I hope your ma's all right.
Is your ma in there getting the ring piece? Fucking shafted it. Err! River! River! Or no, or what? Why are we all talking to a tractor? Fuck's sake.
Fergie, talk us him. Quack.
Quickly, your ma's burning the spuds there. Och, wichty, me.
Danny, spare the horses. Keep her lit, ye boy, ye.
Aye.
We're coming.
There's a wee that cleads.
Ach, catch a howl of yourselves and quit acting the gape, gurned Sadie. Wally and the Wains are...
Don't you think the history's burnt down? But turns out Sadie was cooking the sausages and making a fry.
You're hurt glad to find it.
Fucking glape mouth.
The reek is just rising frae the scullery. Sadie's baking soda breeding the griddle, and has the...
Sadie's baking soda breeding the griddle. Sadie might be getting the fucking,
But she tatties!
The pan on for by. Willie gies his heat addict and stir...
Here, Willie's just gies his heat addict. So, Sadie... You fucking, you'll be cooking two types of spuds tonight.
Slacking with the childer. Hi, Wally. Golders Fergie. I doubt them weans would eat you out of house and home.
What? And?
Wally. Golders Fergie.
Hey, keep your big closer to the end, guys, is my word, is my fucking advice in comedy.
I doubt them. them wains will eat you out of his and him.
I did they wains will eat you out of his and him.
And that was a great joke said by their pet tractor. Only Ulster Scots folks would have pet tractors. Oh, I'm drained of all energy after watching that.
See there, you got them footlines for them, boy. Oh my goodness, where am I from now? Mr. Mohammed.
Is that how it starts? It's like,
here, why don't you go down there and talk?
And then it just slowly morphs into like,
under some sort of, where am I from? Oh my goodness, some sort of West Indian.
That has absolutely made my dick soft. Right, let's... Cheers, Chris, for sending me in that wormhole of shite there. Right, let's get through these questions, guys. Al Lindsay, what would you rather have? Oh, shit.
Fair with. Oh, smoke a dick. Hold on. Oh, God.
Whoo! Right, let's hit these Twitter questions. Which would you rather have wrapped around you on a cold winter's night? A hungry python or a horny Damian Maya? This obviously refers to the last UFC that happened, where Damian Maya beat Carlos Condit with what is essentially textbook jiu-jitsu. Like, the type of shit that you, if you typed in basic jiu-jitsu, it would be like, pass the guard, you know, some sort of guard pass, take the mount, let him roll, clamp your legs, fucking choke. He just jiu-jitsu'd him to death, and the both of them were fine, which is a brilliant thing about jiu-jitsu. They were like, hey, we're both all right. However, I lost, and it's humiliating. Pinball Wizard at Pish Rash, cool guy. How many shits do you take in a day? Depends on how many I want, mate. You know, some days I'm like, I feel like an 8-shit day. Let's have 8 shits. I would say intensely heavy shit pattern in the morning is what I would say. You know, I like to get 2 or 3 out the door before lunch, and then I pretend to not shit the rest of the day. So thanks for asking, Mr. Pish Rash. Now, also follow for a DM and we can sort out a FaceTime, and that's from Bob the Pounder. We discussed this last week, if Bob the Pounder was in fact a real porn star. Hi, Carl. If you want to watch my work, simply search 8th Street Latina Erica, right? Am I being really followed by a male porn star? I hope to God I am, because that would be one of the best podcasts ever. 8th Street Latina Erica. Okay. Big butt. You like my style? What? You know my style, bro? Whatever. Is it him? I mean, it could be a fake account, but I mean, I don't know why you would set up a fake account if you weren't going to get like millions of followers, because, you know, without slagging you, Mr. Pounder, I don't think you have millions of followers. Let's see if you're in this. Oh, wait, I think that is him. It's a dude in a shirt. He's going to come up to this girl at the... Dessert? Is he talking about dessert? Fucking this girl? Let me see, I'll skip her along a bit. Oh, dear. Judging by the little... Is that him for reals? Getting his D sucked there? Good man. If you were able to walk up behind a girl at a cash machine and be like, hey, I see her lift the money there, don't be scared at all, but we're not here for your money, we're here for your fucking puss. Huh?
Yeah, it's
honors.
Go ahead and touch the apparel.
This is a new section. Colin watches porn. Very quietly, which is weird. I thought someone pulled in the driveway there, but it was actually a load of cyclists. Oh, yeah, suck that dick, bro. Well, I mean, the guy in the profile picture does look a lot, well, it pretty much is the guy in that video. fair play, Bob the Pounder. If you want to watch my work, simply search 8th Street Latina, Erica. I'll shout you out in my next scene. Yeah, go for it. Just as you absolutely dump one on a girl's face, I want you to go, "This is for you, Colin. Goo-goo." There you go.
1, 2, 3, Jeff.
Okay, what an experience. Cheers for following anyway, Bob the Pounder, if that's your real second name. Chris McCulloch, any progress with the shipping container? No, mate, because people are busy, you know what I'm saying? Also, not really my problem. Okay, more questions. Okay, that's the end of those questions. Let's go to the Facebook one and rattle through these, because we literally have about fucking 10 minutes left here. What's the most money you've ever spent on a pair of trainers? That's from Lee McGlinchey. Not much, really, to be honest. Probably... really not that much in the world of shoes. Probably like 120 quid or something. Actually, they weren't trainers. I don't know. Oh no, I was spending way more on boots. On trainers, not that much. I doubt if ever went over 100 on a pair of trainers. Just because the type of shoes I like, you know, it's you know, how hard is it? Like, can you get a pair of Vans that are 150-200 quid? Probably. Like, Golf Wang ones or something. I have no idea. I don't really give a shit. You know what I mean? I'll go into a TK Maxx every time I pass one, just like, I might get a shit pair of shoes here that no one else is going to wear. You know? Hey, do you want a pair of purple fucking Nike high tops? Yeah. Because I know no one else is going to wear them, unless they're like a Polish car wash guy. That's racist, but sure. You know, I'm observational. I'm an observational guy. Pow. Bar the Ulster Hall, where in the world would you like to do a gig? And that's from Card Ward. I don't know, because... I suppose I'll have to go to the Fringe next year, because there's certain gigs at the Fringe I would love to do. You know, when I see Mickey Bartlett doing like Late and Live and all, I'm like, fair fucking play, because I would love to do that shit. Late night room, everyone's drunk. Geddes talking about women with fucking animals in their fanny. Tell me that's not gold, bitch. Chris Michael Amos, if you had a chance for a do-over in life, what would you do differently? Well, providing you're happy enough with where you're at in your life, you probably wouldn't do that much different. However, I really feel like I would have liked to study some sort of business studies as a younger man, because sometimes you turn into an adult and you're like, what is this shit? You know? Have to be all fucking sensible and shit. Get out of my life. What would I do differently? I probably would have checked out I don't know. What would I do differently? It's hard to ask that. I don't know. You can only really control what you're gonna do. So that's all you have to do, guys. Jeff Brian Killen, where would you go next if you were going on another big trip? I definitely wouldn't go anywhere fucking like... You know, like, I would definitely go to just Western countries that have fucking things that work. You know what I mean? Probably America. Probably I would like to do some American stuff. Never been to America ever. So that's pretty sad, isn't it? Well, I probably want to go to New York later in the year. How many things am I going to drop near this fucking mic, bro? Andrew Buckley, ever hear of Kevin Bridges? No, mate. What's he like? Only joking. That was rude. I definitely have heard of Kevin Bridges. If so, thoughts? Is there much of a demand for comedy with musical accompaniment? If I give you money to write and star in a movie with the General Bander cast, what would it be about? That's from Andrew Buckley. The Buckmeister. Is that a real beard? If so, congrats. I've heard of Kevin Bridges. I think he's very good. He's great. There was a weird incident one time where about 20 fucking people texted me and tweeted me and everything going, he just did your joke about fucking Jimmy Savile on the old TV. And I was like, that couldn't possibly be true. I don't know how that would ever get round to fucking him doing it, but sure, whatever. Is there much of a demand? There's not a... I'm sorry for the amount of times I dropped this thing. There isn't really a demand for any sort of comedy. There's just a if you're funny, people are going to laugh and people are going to get to like you. So, demand, I wouldn't say so. If I give you money to write and star in a movie, the General Banter cast, what would it be about? I would probably just make The Blood, the Mud and the Beer, which is the sitcom that I've been talking about for fucking ages, or just do it in a film form. Do you know what I'm saying, bro? Fuck, marry or kill with a tombstone pile driver, Santa, Dumbledore, Gandalf. Well, Joe McCann, with the big questions of the day, I would definitely... Who would you fuck? Which one's Gandalf? Ian McKellen? He would love it. Wizard! In my booty. Kill... Santa. I don't know. Who gives a shit? I'm not good at these mythical questions. What the fuck? Ryan Doyle, would you rather have a weird genital setup where your balls are situated above your knob? Or a weird face setup where your nose is situated above your eyes? I think you'd definitely make more money if your balls were above your dick. So, yeah, that would be funny. I mean, it'd be funny to just, you know, like, the standard, like, man's bulge in a pair of pants would just be this kind of curved protuberance. Now it's like, what the fuck has he got down his pants? You know, packet of fucking cream eggs, what's going on? Cream eggs is a great name for your balls. Anyway, have you seen the movie Return of the Man Who Never Came Back? If this isn't real, I'm going to fucking lose my shit here. Return of... What is with the motorbikes going up and down the road here? This better be a real film, you son of a bitch. Of course it's not. Char Grylls, part 4. Huh? The Return of the Man Who Never Came Back. What? Okay, if that's a real film, I mean, the best I'm getting here is Return of the Mac, which is good enough for me. There is a Bear Grylls piss take on the online here, and it's called The Return of the Man Who Never Came Back. Who asked me that question? David Swan. For fuck's sake, David, at least send me a link. Why does McDonald's not sell hot dogs? Christine Erskine. Because no one eats hot dogs, you know? People in this country can't get used to the American-style wiener, you know? All they want is a good old Kirkentown sausage. None of this squishy monkey dick that you get. My battery's running out here. This is going to have to be swift. Any thoughts on doing The Fringe next year from Dale Crozier, friend of Aaron McCann, allegedly? Yeah, I think I'm going to have to, aren't I? Even though it goes against God and nature. But, yeah, I think I'm going to have to. Really. Yeah, I really think so. Carnival Envoy's gone over every year and fucking smashing it. The show would literally be called General Banter, and I would be on the poster with, like, some sort of Nazi uniform that looked, you know, like, I am the General Banter. Probably not. Trying not to look like a neo-Nazi with a shaved head. It's hard. It's hard being a big, bald man. Matthew Hewitt, who did 9/11? Probably just like Al-Qaeda type folks. It's a bit of a stretch, isn't it? You know what I mean? For like the American government to set that shit up. You know, just so that they could go to war. It's a bit much, isn't it? If it is, it's the most evil of evil genius you've ever fucking come across in your life. Connor Curry, have you ever been out filming something ridiculous and have people walk past looking at you? 100%. 100%. It hasn't been released yet, but there was a series of videos I did for Fit Fodder where I made, like, it was called Vicious Nutrition. And one of them, I don't think it was released, was me as Barry the Blender saying that, like, if you wanted to do a workout, but also your mates were coming around for a barbecue, barbell cue, and you would have a barbell with meat hanging off it like that. And I had 2 half of beer kegs on fire. And I was squatting down with the bar into the fire. And I was like, yeah, barbell cue. Cook the steaks, get a workout. And I'm standing there in the garden, bandana, at the age of 29. With a barbell with weights on it, with stakes hanging off it, which I had to attach with pipe cleaners. And a man just cycled past and just went, "Oh, buy a blender." And I went, "All right, mate." And I'm just standing there with a load of fucking meat hanging off a stick. Which is more embarrassing than being in the middle of... If you're in the middle of Belfast and everyone's looking at you, it's like, who gives a shit? But when it's just you and one other guy on a bike, and he's like, "Right, mate." And you're like, "Hello. Now you know where I live. Weird." So, would you rather get arse raped by Jimmy Savile or a blowjob from a great... Probably arse raped by Jimmy Savile, because it's only a rape if he can do it. You know? And there's no way in fuck. I mean, there's a reason why he lingered around children's hospitals. You know, he's not hanging around like an MMA club going, "Who wants raped?" That was more Bruce Forsyth. But like, you know, he's not hanging around. Yeah, he's just, where's Begley? Oh shit. You know, he's not hanging around like hospitals for no reason. Right, I gotta wrap this up real quick. Who do you think would have a better chance of beating Brock Lesnar? Oh shit. Sorry guys, had a break there, let Begley in. Jesus Christ, the night bite. Have you ever been out filming something we've done that arse raped? Would you rather... Alright, here we go. Colin Doyle, who do you think you would have a better chance of beating in a fight? Oh my God, is this battery dead? What is... Oh. Do you remember the clip of the wee kid? He was like talking about dinosaurs or something, and then he was on fucking Ellen and he walked into a door and he's like, "I hate my life!" That's me, every fucking day. Who do I think I would have a better chance of beating? Probably, if I had to fight either of them, I would probably fight Brock Lesnar. Because I just don't think he's as good a fighter. Granted, he's fucking enormous. That's a burp, guy. He's enormous, right? But I feel like Anthony Johnson just fucking just goes, "I'm gonna punch you once and you're gonna die, motherfucker." You know, just this uppercut from hell and you shit yourself live on TV. I'd probably fight Brock Lesnar. Also, can you imagine the video Barry the Blender fights Brock Lesnar? I'm already moist. Does your ma or dad listen to your podcast? Or girlfriend's parents? They don't... The girlfriend's parents... Who the fuck is this? The girlfriend's parents don't listen to it, I don't think. They do watch the videos, though, and they just laugh away. So, they fully understand that if I say something ridiculous or disgusting, it's done for comedy effect. They're not like, "Is that what he's really like?" They know rightly. They're, in fact, they're pretty big comedy fans, more so than my parents. Yeah, they don't really give a shit. Like, it does freak me out when people I know listen to the podcast. Even comedians will be like, "I heard on your podcast." And you're like, "Do you listen to my podcast? Yuck." Have you always been... Oh, shit. Will you be doing a show with video clips, sketches in the near future? Maybe a vlog, best bits? In a stand-up show? Not sure. That's from Paddy McDonald as well, the comedian. It's weird because I make videos and I'm probably more well known for making videos than I am stand-up. And I've done shows with sketches in them, video sketches, but it just feels unnatural to stop talking and be like, "Check this out." Although I think there is a better way to do it. You know, where you turn it into like half a fucking Rude Tube, half a dirty TED Talk. Final question, Lewis McClen. Tell me, is the McClen bit short for McClenahan or something? I don't know. Lewis? Louis? Phonetically spell that out for me because I'm an idiot. Have you always been so driven? If you're even busier now than from when I first started to listen to you? Well, that's what happens. Things snowball. Also, I wouldn't necessarily say that I was a driven person as such. You just, if you're doing anything where you're like self-employed, where it's like you are the one that has the answer to everything, really, you're responsible for doing well, and it's usually your own fault if you do something shit. You kind of have to just push yourself right through that. But naturally, I'm not a driven person at all. You know, I would much rather sit in my fucking hole. I mean, it's weird. I feel like I would much rather sit in my hole and do nothing. But when I do sit in my hole and do nothing, I feel very restless. Even though the thought of doing stuff, I'm like, oh God, what if I had to do that? And then my girlfriend will be like, you do know that you have to make like a 90 second video for somebody, and that's your job this week. You know, your job is to do that so that you can basically talk shit to people on a video blog or indeed a podcast. And I'm like, thanks for the motivation. But I'm definitely not driven, not naturally. Naturally, I'm a lazy fucker. But you can't indulge yourself in that really on a day-to-day basis. You can do both, you know what I mean? There's certain days where I'm like, today is reserved for me doing fuck all. But, like I said, you're always thinking about the next fucking day, so. You become driven. If you wanna sort of be good at anything, what you do is you look at someone else who's good at that. And very rarely are the successful people in any field just going, I just woke up, scratch my balls, and fucking whatever, do it, and then that's me. None of them are like that. They're all just fucking non-stop. That's all they think about. You know, I'll be honest with you. Everything I fucking do is based around comedy. You know what I mean? The podcast, the vlog, running Lavery's, doing stand-up, writing material. All that shit is around comedy. Even when it comes to Snapchatting or fucking putting up a post on Facebook, very rarely is it like, oh, I had a lovely sandwich. Well, I do that on Instagram. But everything is fucking based around comedy, if you're supposed to be like a funny person. So I wouldn't say I was naturally driven, but I'm not really sure at what point you kind of become driven. I don't know. Good question, though. It's definitely fucked my mind up. But speaking of driven, I'm going to go get drunk right now. So this might have to be the end of the podcast. In fact, it will be. This is the end of the podcast. Cheers for the questions. What I want you to do is go on to the Godzilla YouTube channel. I want you to follow, I want you to subscribe. I want you to share the videos. Vlogs will be up every Thursday and indeed Sunday. Hopefully. If they're doing well, I might step it up, try and do daily ones. Not sure how interesting they'll be, but the Thursday and the Sunday ones will definitely be sort of reasonably interesting. So do that. Follow me on Snapchat. At Colin Geddes. Get yourselves a ticket for the Ulster Hall gig on the 29th of October. It's going to be fucking bananas. Bananas. Aaron and Dave are back from the fringe. Mickey's back from the fringe. You know, everyone's material is going to be fucking ridiculous. So, get involved. Alright. Take it easy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.